From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Electronic vaping devices face a potential ban, as recommended by the Columbia Boone County Board of Health. KBIA's Olivia Moses has this.
At Monday's Columbia City Council meeting, members from the Board of Health requested an immediate moratorium on the sale of all flavored e-cigarette products within Columbia City limits. The Board of Health is concerned about the recent data found by the 2018 National Youth Tobacco Survey. It reported the use of e-cigarettes rose 78% among high school students and 48% among middle school students in a year. Kevin Everett is an MU School of Medicine professor who spoke in favor of the ban. He says he used to believe vape products could steer people away from the dangers of e-cigarettes and nicotine.
I'm concerned that that's not the case. I think there's things we can do to assure that safety of our community is forefront.
City Council members did not file an immediate moratorium, saying they needed a more detailed report of the main concerns behind the issue. Olivia Moses, KBIA News.
After spending 8 days in a tree to protest construction of the Shepherd to Rollins Nature Trail Connector Project, activist Sutu Forte has been arrested. Columbia authorities removed Forte yesterday from the tree by using a fire truck's hydraulic bucket. According to the Columbia Missourian, she was handcuffed and taken to jail, but released a short time later. Forte began the protest October 28th over concerns that the trail extension would lead to forest destruction. After Hallsville residents voted yes on a ballot issue yesterday, the city will continue looking into the privatization of its sewer system. The ballot issue passed with 68% of the vote, with 136 votes for yes and 64 votes for no. There was a 22.56% overall voter turnout yesterday. Although the sewer issue passed in Hallsville, the city does not have to sell the system. This simply means the city will continue looking into proposals it has received from private companies to buy the system. According to the Columbia Missourian, the city will be accepting proposals through Friday. So far, the city has received proposals from three different private entities: Missouri American Water, Liberty Utilities, and Boone County Regional Sewer District. Kansas City voters have overwhelmingly approved removing the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. from a city boulevard in favor of the street's original name, the Paseo. Unofficial results show the decision to remove King's name received nearly 70% of yesterday's vote, with just over 30% voting to retain King's name. The decision comes after months of heated debate that began shortly after the city council voted in January to name the 10-mile boulevard that runs through a mostly black area of the city after King. This made Kansas City one of the last major U.S. cities to name a street after King. A group called Save the Paseo in April turned in far more than the 1,700 signatures needed to get the issue on the ballot. They say the city council didn't follow proper procedures when renaming the street. Mostly black civil rights leaders who worked for years to secure King's name accused Save the Paseo of being racist and warned the city's reputation would suffer if his name was removed. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.